IOL Podcast.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Milind Pimpirikar and you are listening to Fighting Fit Fridays with Dr. Pimpirikar. Today we are going to make people run with us who are in their 50s into what is called as healthy 60s. We must realize that all of us are going to grow old someday. Though we are reluctant to accept this universal truth. So if it is a fact that we are going to grow old, why not age gracefully? One suddenly realizes that once jet black, the hair has gone grey. They have grown scanty as well. The belly is pouting out. One struggles to hide the bare scalp. The colored hair does not support you for too long. Mirror starts getting ruthless and starts telling you the truth. You feel breathless while taking a stair, and here the warning bell starts to ring. Till now, you have been running around settling the family and have seen through your children's education. You never looked after yourself. Once a sportsman in the college days are merely reduced to medals and cups in the showcases of the walls in the house. For those who never indulge in any kind of physical activity, start thinking about exercise. Yes, this is the time one realizes, and usually you have crossed the age of 50 for this revelation. Today we are going to talk about how we reconnect with good old days when you actively exercise. Or for those who never did, how can we start doing exercise? Let me tell you, to be honest, no age is barred and it is never too late. If it is so, then how can we have a head start? First and foremost is getting oneself checked by a physician, as heart diseases can be accentuated and it is imperative to rule out any myocardial ischemia by getting an ECG done. A simple test which one could do is to make an individual walk 50 meters or climb a flight of staircase to evaluate the perceived exertion. A blood pressure of more than 200 systolic and ischemic changes in the ECG should be treated first. Although they are not absolute no-no for exercise, but need to be sorted out before you start exercising. Now let us take for an example people who have been inactive all their lives and have never indulged into any sort of physical activity. For them, the first goal is to start somewhere. The dictum should be, start low and go slow. It may not be going to the gym or taking up serious exercise and stuff, but simple measures like taking stairs instead of an elevator. If you are visiting a mall, parking your vehicle a little away and taking a walk towards the mall. Decreasing your sitting time. Even walking inside the house several times in a day should make the difference. The ultimate goal is to achieve 30 minutes of moderate activity per day, and this is sufficient to give you the health benefits. Now let us come to another group of people who are generally active. They have gone to fitness centers some other time, maybe in an irregular fashion. The goal here is to first regularize the exercise behavior, and instead of being irregular, start being regular. As far as possible, one should hit the gym at least 4 times a week. Then slowly increase the volume of aerobic exercise. Stationary bicycle or a treadmill walks are ideally suited for this kind of exercise. Although some of these people may have diseases like knee arthritis and may not be suited for walking on a treadmill, they can resort to elliptical trainer to achieve the aerobic fitness. The typical program should be a warm-up with a light walk for about 10 minutes, stretching of all the muscle groups for 15 minutes before you start exercising. This is followed by a moderate intensity aerobic exercise on a bicycle or a treadmill for about 35 minutes. And the session ends with a cool down walk for 5 minutes and cool down stretches for 15 minutes to end. Resistance training in the form of free weights can be added twice a week, which helps improve mood, sleep patterns and overall health of an individual. Care should be taken not to hold the breath while lifting up the weights, as this can give rise to fainting attacks in the elderly population. The word of caution here is, don't be heroic. You don't have to lift up heavy weights to be fit, and you're not proving anything to anybody. Nobody's going to judge you by the amount of weights you lift. Ultimately, what is needed is fitness. And fitness does not mean lifting up heavy weights. When it comes to women in the same age group, a lot of them complain of neck pain, low back pain, shoulder pain, and headaches. They are also associated with mood fluctuations, feeling of loneliness and depression. This is more so ever in premenopausal women, where hormones are playing a role. And in the recent past, the studies have shown that the regular indulgence in exercise can grossly improve these symptoms. There is no point in just attending the orthopedic consultation and gulping down tablets. Orthopedic surgeons also have a role to play in the sense they can create awareness regarding exercise as a part of prescription. Again, 4 days of cardio exercise and 2 days of strength training is good enough to achieve the desired results. We also need to understand that some of these people may be taking certain medication for maybe diabetes or blood pressure. These are very common after the age of 50 and should be disclosed to the trainer training you. Certain medication for blood pressure may limit the endurance activity, as some of these drugs will reduce the cardiac output. To explain, reduction in cardiac output means the amount of blood pumped by heart every time it beats gets reduced. And this will in turn reduce the availability of oxygen to the working out muscles. This will cause early tiredness. Some can even have fainting attacks, and hence, in all these situations, moderation of exercise is the key. Antidiabetic medications lower the blood sugar. Similarly, exercise helps utilize sugars and thus can cause hypoglycemia, which means reduced sugar levels causing sweating and dizziness. Diabetics should always carry a sugar-containing sports drink when they take up exercises to avoid this complication. Thus, it really does not matter when you start exercising in life. Start tomorrow if you haven't. Enhance to moderate exercises if you are already doing one. You are already 50. Don't crawl into 60 with a bunch of medicines. Start walking, progress to jogging, then to running, and dash into 60s with bold running steps. To conclude, let me end with saying, you are 50, now dash into your 60s, keep yourself fighting fit, and keep running. Here we come to an end of this episode. You can hear me on VTL Podcast and all leading podcast platforms on every Friday. If you have liked the views, please share, like, and comment them. Thank you for listening.
VTL Podcast.